Audie Show, Playboy Radio, all things comedy. Back with us, he wasn't here for the last episode. Not cool, but hey, you know, we just got people from Fox.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I had to go to a show for 9.5 people.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. There was a torso.
Where'd you go? Flappers?
Florida. I went to Florida.
Flappers.
Nope.
Where?
Three of Clubs.
Oh!
Dangerous.
Dangerous.
That'll teach you to guess.
February 20th, the Naughty Show will be live at the main room of the Comedy Store. It's going to be a huge show. We've got very funny Morgan Murphy, Owen Benjamin, Tiffany Haddish, and Joe DeRosa are all on live bill. Plus, we have the inaugural Miss Naughtylicious, Erica Holland. Is that her name? Erica Holland.
Nice.
Yes. She will be with her burlesque fans in the show.
Oh, cool.
And I think we might have a very special guest from the last show popping in. So we'll
see
if that happens.
Ooh, I hope so.
That would be great. We'll get him high as shit.
Yay.
High as shit.
He was awesome.
Tickets are $10 on laughstub.com. Get some. Get some. Some.
Good. Nice.
So what's up with you, Gareth?
Nothing.
What's new? How's the show you writing on going?
Really good. Really good. Does this work?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
You sound great.
I love it. Good. The show's good. It's fun.
It's fun.
I work on CBS's lot.
You're working on the lot. You're in the mix. Everybody's in the mix but me. I'm just not in the mix.
Sam,
why can't I get in the mix?
Sam, with all due respect, shut up. I'm not in the mix.
You are in the mix.
I'm not in the mix. Trust me. I'm not in the mix right now. Out of the mix. I'm not even an ingredient to be mixed.
Yeah, you are.
Bullshit. I'm off the ingredient list.
Dude,
not
you're
part
doing
of the recipe.
It. You're making stacks on stacks.
Listen, yes, I'm a multimillionaire. Yeah.
Do you think John's a multimillionaire?
I don't
want
know.
To ask him that. That would be
multi?
Inappropriate. But amongst us, do we think he's a multimillionaire?
I would say not multi. No.
Just millionaire.
Can we go over under 1.5? I'm gonna take the under.
I would take under that.
I think you got to wait for that syndication money.
He is syndicated.
Well, straight
up
syndication.
Keep waiting.
Like, WGN on a Thursday afternoon money.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
I'm sure he does very well.
I'm sure he does, too.
He doesn't worry about shoe shopping.
He had nice shoes, so you know he's making. And he doesn't have kids because he's gay. So you know he's spending all that cars
over.
And money on cars and clothes and banging and AIDS test.
And what was
the
one before the AIDS test? Banging?
Banging.
Okay, I thought it was Bane.
Banging.
Bane?
I'd like to hire Bane to fuck.
Can we do something where I am calling Bane to fuck? Can we do that?
All right, yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Bring.
This is Bane. Go.
I saw your backstage ad, and I'm calling.
You're calling about the ad I left.
Yes.
If you have a question about the ad.
I'm calling about the ad. And I wanted
to... It's confirmed. This call is about the ad.
Yes. How many...
You're calling about the ad? Are you?
And
just wanted to confirm and be sure this was ad-related.
It is confirmed. This is...
So we can safely say this call is about the ad.
Yes.
All right.
It's about the ad, man. Okay, how many what do you do for how many roses?
What this is regarding the ad.
Yeah, man, I'm calling about the ad.
You've got the right ad?
Yes. You're the guy?
Yeah, I'm the guy.
Whose ass gives blowjobs? Are you that guy?
That's right, yeah. Hold on 1 second here. Hey, mother, I'm just going to step out for a second. This is a guy about the student loans. Sorry about that. She can be such a cunt. Anyway, you said something about the ad.
Yes. How many roses to make this happen?
This is an 8-rose deal. White ones.
Eight roses? That's not a lot of money.
I just want to suck the dicks. The roses are a mere formality.
Where have I heard you before?
Nowhere. I have one of those voices. Look, I gotta go. My mom's not here. Was this about the ad?
That was great.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. My face. It hurts.
How do you think Bane feels?
These are the things the Reverend is complaining about. You know that Reverend guy allegedly threatened that he's
going
to call
Have
in,
you guys seen this guy going after us?
Yeah. Oh, you mean Puddin'?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean you must be talking Puddin'.
Yeah.
Yeah. Puddin' talk.
This guy's been pounding on us. Okay. What was that laugh about?
He said pounding.
You're retarded, Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this guy, Reverend Buddy Puddin, has been pounding on us on the internet. People have been going crazy. They hate him. And he's agreed to call in tonight.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I personally don't think he's going to show up.
I don't either.
I mean, that's just
show up to the phone.
Show up and call up.
I don't think any of it, honestly, because he's also been saying, like, he called the casino where we were in Vegas, and it's like, why would you bother wasting your fucking time on a show that you hate so much?
I love when people don't even, they listen to us, and they hate us. Do you know, it's like, I don't watch or listen to anything I don't enjoy.
You've never watched Nancy Grace just sitting there going, like, you fucking bitch. Never?
Never.
I've done that.
I've watched a lot of Fox News.
I've tweeted about Fox News before that, like, lunatics are just like, you wouldn't understand fair and balanced. Hashtag fair and balanced. You're like, oh, Jesus. Go back into your home with your weird figurines.
So the question is he going to call in today? I don't think he will.
Puddin'.
Well, we're 1 hour down. We have 2 hours to go, so let's see. But now we're in our normal block.
Yes.
So let's see what happens.
And I'm really excited about having our next. I mean, do we have all of our announcements out? Naughty Show, 5-star reviews. I'm trying to find the rest. I can't.
5-star reviews next hour?
Oh, the next hour?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to find our 5-star reviews. We have big stuff. Do you have any dates coming up?
Yeah, this weekend. I'll be at the Brea Improv with the comedian and Asian Steve Byrne.
Whoa! You're working with Steve? That's awesome.
Yeah, I met him a couple weeks ago. Hit it off.
Congratulations.
Big.
I'm glad
you guys.
Hey,
Gareth, I have a question. When you're backstage and he's busy doing something else and his food is out, what do you do with it?
Oh, Vicky, sometimes I'll put napkins over it to make sure I can keep whatever heat he wants in there.
So
I'll
ridiculous.
Tell you one thing I'd never do. Put my genitals inside of it.
Has he said anything about that lately?
Just, hey, remember when I ate Sam's dick juice?
I didn't jizz in the sandwich.
Doesn't matter. I'm not an asshole. Doesn't matter. I imagine that your penis leaves a little snail trail,
much like a slug. It doesn't.
Oh, that's creepy, Vicky. That's too much.
I agree.
No, I've always pictured the same.
Yep. You leave a little.
I'm laughing because it's so accurate, right?
Like, I'm the only one to fuck one of his friends' dinners.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Yep.
So
yes,
I'm the bad guy?
Mm-hmm. You're the guy who does that, yes. You're the crazy guy who does that, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So you would say that was uncalled for?
I would say there's not a situation unless someone's like, the asteroid's coming, unless someone fucks this sandwich. There's no situation where it's provoked. Unless someone's like, I'll give you $1 million to fuck my sandwich and then just don't tell me.
Yeah.
Was that indecent proposal?
That would be an accurate assessment, I would say.
Welcome to inaccurate assessment.
An indecent proposal.
Here's the thing. I was a drug addict. I did drugs. I made amends to this guy for fucking his chicken sandwich. We're supposed to all move on from there. It's not supposed to be brought up all the time.
Sam, it's like, why can't everybody just move on from that situation as easily as you? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's like some people are acting like their food got fucked, and others are acting like they fucked the food. I mean, you know, it's just
and
I couldn't agree with you more.
Found out about that food getting fucked 5 years later on Playboy Radio. It almost seems like that.
Well,
it was a Columbo moment, Sam. Just one more thing.
Yeah,
I fucked your lunch.
Okay, and goodbye. Well, enough of talk about past shows. Let's talk about today's show. I'm very excited about having this next guest on. He just happened to be in town, and we worked it out. He came all the way from Long Beach. He does an awesome thing on Vice.com. for Vice Magazine. It's called Skinema. It was a book. Now it's a video series. It is excellent. It's well produced, and I'm really excited about talking about. Please welcome to the Naughty Show here on Playboy Radio, Chris Nirocco, everybody.
Thank you very much,
Chris.
Hey,
the crowd's going crazy.
Thank you,
for you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
I hounded on you. I'm sorry about that. Didn't want to come off as creepy, but I love what you do.
No, it's great. You came at me at basketball this season.
Yeah.
That's a little bit tough for me. That's a weird time for me.
Well, oh, yeah, because we were talking before. You used to be a huge New Jersey Nets fan. Another Jersey. That's two shows
more
in
New
a row.
Jersey.
Great.
Yeah.
What is it about Jersey that everyone just can't stop claiming Jersey? You never see people go, Indiana.
It's the greatest place on earth.
Why is it the greatest?
I mean, the people, the resolve there is just unbelievable. I mean, Hurricane Sandy, we just all went to the beach and started pissing back into the wind. That no one cares.
At the end of the day, dude, you showed Mother Nature.
Fuck her.
You fucked him.
Fuck her.
Fuck back.
But honestly, I got a skate shop in New Jersey, and we collected a bunch of clothes and stuff, and we're giving shoes from skateboard companies to all these people. And I dropped a bunch of stuff off at this guy's house, and his entire downstairs had been gutted. It was just nothing left. I mean, the water was 8 feet high in his downstairs.
Oh, my God.
And, my God.
It was absurd. And he pulls me into the kitchen. He's like, you know, I got to be thankful because look at this. And he points to the studs in the kitchen, and they're eaten away by termites.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
And he's like, if this didn't happen, I wouldn't know I had termites.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, fuck off. Come on. Come on. Really?
God giveth, Jesus. God taketh, huh?
Yeah. No. So, I mean, it's tough people over there, you know, salt of the earth. So
New Jersey's, you know, this weird thing's going on with the Super Bowl where it's like, it's in New York City, but it's really in Jersey.
No, no. It's always in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Anything good happens in New Jersey. We ship our trash to the Fresh Kills landfill in Staten Island. Everything bad gets shipped to New York. Everything good comes over. It's just how it is. Bruce. Not Prince. Bruce.
Need Let me I ask you something. More. I asked Vicky this today. Bruce Springsteen's playing one place, same day.
I don't know what the answer is, the next guy is, but it's fucking Bruce.
Bon Jovi.
Are you shitting me? Bon Jovi. Is that even a question?
Okay.
You want me to tell you about Bon Jovi? He's from my hometown.
Okay, tell
Sayreville,
me about
New
him.
Jersey, nice. Home of Bon Jovi and Skid Row, cock rocking capital of the world. In the 80s, Aquanet opened up a little hole right above us in the ozone. We used that much fucking hairspray. Listen, Bruce in Red Bank, New Jersey, there was a little a theater, and it needed help. He's like, listen, I'll come in. We'll auction off the tickets. We'll play Born to Run the way it was recorded. He raised like $1.3 million.
For this theater?
For the theater, and got it back on its feet. Count Basie Theater.
Wow.
Legendary theater.
Yeah.
About 15 years ago, the Sayreville High School music department was on its last legs and was going to get shut down. So they went to Bon Jovi. And they asked him, you know, can you do a show? And he's like, yeah, I'll do an acoustic show in the gym. You know, we'll fill it up. You'll take $75. I'll take $75 and we'll split it.
What?
The fuck
That's
is that?
Fucking Jesus unreal.
Christ. Fuck that.
I just feel
I
like.
I wonder he has a football team.
A shitty. What team? He's got arena football.
Yeah, he's got that's not football.
So you love you love New Jersey. You love,
New
Jersey.
Jersey
sports.
Indeed.
And you recently lost a team.
I only like the losing teams from New Jersey.
I'm a Clipper fan, bro. I know all about losing.
Yeah, I was a big Clips fan when I lived out here. Yeah. You always got to root for the underdog until they start winning, and then you got to find a new team. Yeah,
well, I'm kind of with that way with the Dodgers right now. They're like, I can't take them going out and trying to buy everybody.
No, I don't believe in the philosophy of buying rings. That's why I hate the Yankees. You can't buy rings. I mean, they've proven that you can buy rings, but I don't like it. It's just it's
get
not
rid of
fair.
The other teams. Then, if you're gonna do that, get rid of Kansas City. Get rid of all these teams that will never have a chance to compete.
Sure.
Why are you even?
That's why I hate the Heat. I hate them. It's the worst.
You hate the Heat?
Hate.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I love LeBron James. I don't know.
I would watch LeBron if it was just LeBron against the other five guys. I know LeBron would still win.
Yeah.
But I mean, what's Bosh looks like a Salasta Raptor.
Yeah.
You know, like
he
looks
is
like the
game.
Mascot of his old team.
But it's only because that honestly where it broke me was when they had that like parade where they said nine championships.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, well, fuck this.
Yeah, asshole.
Because they bought it and then were assholes.
Not one, not two, not three.
They get went to seven. He goes, not seven. You were like, not seven?
Yeah.
Not seven.
They're running on E right now, and they're only two in.
Yeah, I mean.
And Dwayne
Wade. I was so happy that first year they didn't win.
Best.
Oh, man.
Oh, it was the best.
He took a beating on that
one. Yeah, it was great.
He's not Michael Jordan. He's more Magic Johnson.
He's
great. He doesn't want to necessarily take that.
He's amazing.
He is amazing. And I can't believe he came from a crackhead. How fucking crazy is that? Yeah. That the greatest athlete on the planet came from a crackhead.
Yeah.
It tells us we should all be having babies with crackheads.
Yeah.
Enough of this anti-crack baby shit.
Yeah. Why aren't they just achieving a little more? Who knew they could dunk?
Yeah.
So you used to be a New Jersey Nets fan.
Yeah.
And you hate them now.
I grew up watching them lose. That was my family would gather together around the television to watch them lose. It was what kept us together, knowing that we had that to center us. We every night that they would lose. You know, Petrovic came and helped us lose, and Cassell came.
Then he died.
And he died because he couldn't handle all the losing.
And he ran his car off the road.
Cassell came and helped us lose, and then we had Starberry help us lose. And it was like, you know, you could count on this. You know, like, my dad left us young. You know, he used to beat my mom. But we could always count on this one thing.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't always food on the table, but we had this.
Could always eat the loss.
That was it. Waka waka. And then we started winning. And I was living in Los Angeles when we started winning, and I bought season tickets for a team in New Jersey, and I would fly back.
What, like when they had Jason Kidd and stuff?
When we just got Jason Kidd. I started beating my wife just because we got Jason Kidd.
Makes sense. Makes fucking sense.
It was her fault.
Yeah. And Kenyon Martin. I mean, such a badass with a speech impediment. Like, I love that
Tourette's.
Dude. Yeah, it's great. I was always hoping they would interview him after the game. Please interview Kenyon. Please. He just stuttered. It was like, oh. And I lived in Cincinnati for 9 months when Kenyon was playing for the Bearcats.
Before he broke his leg,
Oh, my God. It was insane. He would just swat balls. He couldn't figure out how to reel them in. He would just send them 10 rows up.
Right.
It was great. So he was like unbridled power. He was like the Hulk. And then we got him. I was like, holy shit, this is going to be
And you got Richard
team.
Jefferson.
Yep.
And you guys were just running.
Yeah, I was like, we got this gay guy. We got this tough guy.
Who was the gay guy?
Collins, right?
Oh, Jason
Collins.
Oh,
him too, right? Yeah, you had Collins.
Who was the
too,
other
right?
gay guy?
You don't think RJ's gay?
Who, Richard Jefferson?
Yeah,
really?
They always say he is, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. The person I knew that was gay that would never admit was AC Green. Do you guys remember that guy?
Of course, yeah.
With the Afro sheen and all that stuff, who played in L.A., Phoenix, Dallas, Miami, and couldn't find a Christian woman that was good enough for him, even though they have tons of Catholics all over that. Every city is just like there's giant crosses all over the place. You can't find one chick that'll help you with your Afro sheen.
Yeah, but in those cities, they burn the crosses when they see him. So
that's true.
Fair. Fair.
I wouldn't
played.
Find it.
Well played, Chris. Well played.
So my boys start winning, and I'm going to every fucking game. I got season tickets. I buy the season tickets, and guys like, you know, I'm like one of six people that buy season tickets for the New Jersey Nets at this point, even though we're winning, because nobody believes it's really happening. They check the score the next day to make sure it was true. And the guy's like, I can get you season tickets six rows behind the Nets bench. And I was like, why the fuck would I want to sit behind the Nets bench? I'm ineffective there. I'm useless to the team to be behind.
Can't heckle your own people.
No. I need to be as close as possible behind the other team. And the guy's like, all right, fuck. That's okay.
Well, we got a lot of seats available. Yeah.
So
I think he's ever heard that before?
No, probably never. I don't think he's ever heard a call saying, I want season tickets for the New Jersey Nets.
Because that arena was like a dumpster, right?
It was like being in Vegas. They were pumping air into it to keep you awake.
No clocks.
They were giving everyone cigarettes, like free drinks. Just stay. They thought people were lost. You know, like, oh, come on, you're in the right place.
Where's my mommy?
Just sit down and watch.
These guys are going to score any minute now, I promise you. It was like a magic trick when they did. But yeah, I got tickets two rows behind the other team's, the enemy's bench, and I was fucking lighting them up. I mean, it was, I made, you know, like, wasted material. I'm spending days leading up to each game thinking of, all right, what arrest has this team got on their roster? You know, what can I attack?
You're doing the police blotter.
It was fucked. It was absolute torture. But
then some gold happens, something magical.
Crowning moment. Like, my mom still tells people about it. She, you know, she shows people naked pictures of me. Oh, absolutely. She's so, I made the back page of the New York Post.
Is that on your wall?
Yeah, it's framed in my house.
Oh, that's so awesome. Great.
I can't wait till the people in the story I'm about to tell you about are retired and, like, signing autographs at baseball card conventions so I could take this picture and have it autographed by all parties involved.
Oh, my God.
So it's 2001 Eastern Conference Finals, and it's us against the Celtics, which everybody fucking hates.
Yes.
It was an
intense series.
Yeah, it was gnarly.
Antoine Walker, right?
Yeah. Yep. And Pierce is lighting us up. Lighting us up. I don't think he went for under 40 points the first four games. Like, absolutely destroying us. Game four, we're up there, and they're chanting wife beater to Jason Kidd. And, I mean, you could hear it through the fucking television. I mean, they weren't being nice about it. I mean, we're talking about 19,000 people chanting wife beater.
That's got to be
wasn't like, did you
crazy.
See?
Real weird.
You know exactly like they can't hear it?
Yeah.
What are they saying?
They're saying life cheater. Come on, man, shoot that free throw.
So it kills me inside that my guy's got to deal with this.
You got to do something.
So I've got to avenge him because David Stern's not going to let him say anything. So I take 2 days and I'm like, what is the worst sign that I could possibly make? And I get myself two huge pieces of poster board about the size of plywood when I put them together. It's 4x8. It required my brother to hold half and me the other half. And I had a list. I was like, no, I'm going to cross that off. I had a list of bad things for the sign. And I finally come up with the money one. So we go to the airport, the stadium rather. And that game, I got tickets three rows behind the basket. And minute in, Pierce gets fouled and goes to the foul line.
Oh, my God.
And you may or may not know this, but Paul Pierce was punctured about 27 times with a knife outside of a club just a few years earlier. So,
oh, my God.
He's at the foul line. Mind you, lighting us up for 40-plus each game. He goes to the foul line, and me and my brother stand up, and we hold this sheet of plywood up in front of him. And it said, will somebody please stab Paul Pierce? Well, you know he clanked both of his free throws. And I think he went for a whopping 17 that game.
So it worked.
Of course it worked. He went for 12 the next game. He choked. He choked. I changed that series. I took my team to the finals that year.
That's amazing.
The best was the guy at the stadium letting us in at security sees a sign, and he was illiterate. So he's like, what does that sign say? And I'm like, somebody stop Paul Pierce? And he's like, all right, go ahead.
I know, right? Go ahead.
And so some lady from the New York Post shot at long lens from the other end of the court, and it was a full page photo, and there's Pierce, there's Jay Kidd in the foreground, Kenyon. I need all their autographs for this moment.
Pierce is gonna be the hard one to get.
Didn't you get voted like worst fan ever?
Yeah, worst fan that year by Sports Illustrated. Didn't have my name. They just and this is I feel proud of this. New Jersey.
New Jersey.
It all comes back to Jersey.
Yeah.
Well,
great.
We could talk basketball forever.
Well, let me just give you this follow-up real quick because I love me some signs and I love me some Paul Pierce, even though he plays for that team now. They always do the rematch on Christmas Day.
Right.
So it's Spurs. No, it's Nets-Boston again Christmas Day.
Every year they do that matchup?
They do the conference finals rematches.
Okay.
So it was, it's us against Boston on Christmas Day, and it was a blizzard. There had to be like 3 feet of snow and even less people in that empty stadium that night. And my wife and I, it usually takes 20 minutes to get to the stadium. It took us an hour and a half. We show up super early. We're there for warm-ups, and there's Pierce warming up. And I've got my sign in my hand because two nights before, he had been undercut on a layup playing Phoenix and got his front teeth knocked out.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, hey, Paul. and I stand up with my sign, and I have a very distinct, shitty handwriting. I mean, you're quite certain it's the same guy because it's very legible, but God, does it look like shit. And my sign said, "All Paul wants for Christmas is his two front teeth."
He must have been this white motherfucker.
He pulls out his mouth guard, shows me his teeth. He's like, and he mouths. He goes, "Fuck you. Fuck you." And I just look at him and I just smile and I turn my sign around. You know how you could spell shit when you're on ABC? Yeah. You know, you spell it down vertical.
Yeah.
And it said, "Santa hates the Boston Celtics."
That's awesome.
And we torched him for 37 that
That's
night.
Great.
We just destroyed him.
You know, you're active in your neighborhood, buddy, and That's I appreciate
Listen,
that.
Those guys weren't going to get it done on their own.
And so when you heard they were leaving, did that just crush you?
I don't acknowledge it. I don't know what happened to that team.
They just disappeared?
They moved in the middle of the night.
They're like the
Marshall
like football
Colts, team. And I don't know where they went.
Plane crash?
They don't exist. People ask me about them. I was like, I don't know what happened to the Nets.
So
like,
do you hate Russians at this point? Have a deep hatred for him?
Yeah, I mean, I hate Jay-Z. I've always hated Jay-Z.
I do, too.
Yeah, I interviewed Fat Joe many years ago. I think I started this rap beef, and I asked him if he thought Jay-Z was gay-Z, and he's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure. And then I went, once the magazine came out, it was an old issue of Big Brother, they had a little something called a fax machine back then.
Sure.
You could send papers through it. And I pulled out the magazine page and sent it through and sent it to Def Jam's publicist.
Oh, so you started the whole thing.
Yeah, where, like, you know, Jay-Z's office was.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, no, I'm not a big Jay-Z fan.
You think you started beef. Like, yeah. I mean, all I did was get the quote and then
three
fax it.
Three dead in gay fight.
In case you missed this in this small skateboarding magazine, here it is. But, yeah, man, like, people still come up to me like, hey, you know, do you root for the Nets now? Are you a Nets fan? And I'm like, that would be like rooting for the guy who's fucking my ex-wife in the ass now.
Right.
You know, I like
some dudes root for that.
Yeah,
some dudes enjoy that. They're like, "Go get her, get
her." Like cuckold.
Yeah,
I can't
that's
do
big.
It. Yeah,
kids are into it.
Yeah,
the
that's
kids
huge.
Are into it.
Yeah.
We're here with Chris Naracco from Vice.
Thanks for pronouncing it right. Nobody ever pronounces it right.
Thank you, dude.
Wow.
We worked on
the
it.
Fact that he did.
It's been butchered
it's
so
amazing.
Much. There was when I was like sixth grade, yeah. I used to play basketball, and at the beginning of the game, they call everybody's name out, and this guy butchered it so bad that this is where the nickname back home came from, and he was like, and he just gave up on it. He's like, Negro Taco?
Negro Taco. Please welcome Negro Taco.
Chris Negro Taco.
That's hilarious. So you work on Vice, which is I love the website.
Thank you.
It's food for my brain. I love everything they do. And you're under the not suitable for work. And you do something called Skinema.
Indeed.
And tell us about it. Started off as a book.
It started out as a bunch of reviews each month.
You just want to review porn?
No, that's the thing. Who the fuck wants to review porn?
Right.
Who wants to read a porn review?
Nobody.
Nobody beats off to words. It's never happened. I don't care how much of a Shakespeare fan you are. Nobody beats off to words. So they asked me to take over this shit column that was done by some guy who reviewed meticulously the porn, breaking down each scene. And I was like, it's not even in me.
In my old days when I partied pretty hard and did a lot of drugs, when you're in like your 10th hour of watching pornography, you really don't care about sex anymore, and you're looking at it like that. You're like, what is the cinematography going on here? What angles are the directors? So in a weird way, I know where he's coming from. Just side note.
I mean, he was on some serious nerd shit. I heard you mention Comic-Con, and I mean, he was like, this is the first scene she's ever done in an interracial scenario. I mean, it was just really
did
like,
he write with the impediment?
Yeah. You could, there was like, yeah. There was spit on every magazine. Yeah. It was so bad.
The pages stick.
So I took over the column, but I said, listen, I'm just going to have to do it my way. And they're like, fine, whatever that is. And then they had no idea what they were getting themselves into. So the way I approach those reviews is the same as a creative writing class. So if there's something on the title, on the cover, on the back cover that sparks any story that I remember, that's what the review is. It never, ever
about the porno?
Has mentioned anything about the video. And this is going on 14 years. People have been listening to my bullshit. And it never has anything. Like, the newest one is called Strapped for Teacher. It's, you know, a woman fucking a guy in the ass type movie.
Which seems to be big with the kids now.
Again, cuckold. It's just degrading men.
That?
I mean, I think it's just, you know.
Women. Do you think it's that men have watched porno so much, they've just.
There's nothing
they're
left.
They're just in the dicks now?
I think women are finally rising up, and they're running porn, and they're like, we're going to do everything that you did to us.
But for it to work, somebody has to watch it so that they make their money back.
Absolutely.
So people are watching it. Means that people are into that shit.
Yeah,
and I guarantee you, someone over here has done a little strap on before.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
we already talked about it.
But you enjoyed that?
No, it was weird. I didn't really enjoy it. But you don't think that you're not going to enjoy it until it's happening and you're like, oh my God.
Was it messy?
This isn't. Not messy, no.
See, because
no,
girls
not.
Are courteous. They'll clean up before you get in there. You know, they'll empty it all out. I can't imagine a guy who's like, wait, I have to go get dainty.
Let me slip into something more comfortable.
It was exactly like that. It was like he thought he was a chick, kind of. One of those scenarios. So,
oh, yeah, one of those.
But it's literally nothing's like making me feel good, but you don't think about that until you're in that moment, and now you're fucking someone. And you can't see them, like you're behind them. And Gareth looks so disgusted.
I just wish it was missionary.
But it's not.
Gareth
attached
looks sad,
to you.
But that mustache looks happy.
Like it's fake. It's weird.
Oh. You should have pulled a Costanza and just ate a sandwich while you were doing it.
I really could have, because my mind was just so much on, like, wow, this is really weird.
Wow.
I saw
I'm
Costanza the other
this.
Day. He got on a motorcycle.
Oh, what?
I was like, Costanza doesn't ride a motorcycle.
With his new hair that he suddenly got out of nowhere?
Does he have it?
No, that's real.
What?
I heard it's real.
How do you go from absolutely zero?
I think he has that weird Benjamin Button thing.
Really?
Yeah.
He's going
yeah.
backwards? Yeah.
He's about to book Pretty Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now, let me ask you, when you were banging him in the butt,
let me shift gears.
Were you worried about rhythm? Were you like, because guys, when you bang a chick, you're like, okay, I got to get a little rhythm going here. There's been times where I feel like Broken Robot, and I apologize after. I'm like, there's zero rhythm in that what I was doing
broken
right there.
Robot.
You ever did like,
yeah, but at least it's connected to you.
Right,
you know, like,
so
no
you
matter
can
what,
tell.
You can where you move your dick goes for her. You
I
know,
was worried about injuring him.
She turns right,
completely.
The wang could turn left.
Oh, you could. I could see Vicky go, oh, I'm sorry. Is that okay? Oh, I'm
oh,
sorry.
Boy. Oh, boy. You're full, huh?
It was very much like that. It was very apologetic. It was very weird. I can't believe I'm reliving it now.
I'm reliving it.
What if he listens?
Now, are there any reviews where you were like, we're more popular than the others, where you're like, oh, this is the classic one, the best review we did?
I don't know. You know what? When I hit send, I never read them again. I don't look back. I just writing that book, having to read them again. Like, the book is about my sexual exploits and being addicted to drugs living in Los Angeles.
What drugs were you addicted to?
Goofballs. I was just every pharmaceutical. I had gotten hit by a car crossing South Street and just got my shoulder completely fucked. I went to this doctor out here. And he doesn't even touch my shoulder. He just writes me a prescription for 1,000 milligram Vicodins.
Nice.
With 3 refills.
Every drug in here is like, ah.
and the bottom,
where can I get? Where's
the bottom
South Street?
Says, take as needed. No.
What?
That's
beautiful.
It. And I didn't know. I was like, well, it hurts. It still hurts. So within 2 weeks, I was up to about 30 pills a day.
Jesus
it got to the point
Christ.
Where I was snorting them. And then one day, I'm just like in this comatose from the pills, and I'm looking at the television, and there's my doctor on TV. And I was in such like a delirium. I was like, he's trying to tell me something. What is he trying to say? But he
Stop
wasn't.
Stop snorting them.
Dr. Oz was your pill popper.
The guy was the doctor that got the entire cast of Friends hooked on pills in 2000. And he was being indicted, and he was on
Holy
television. I'm just
shit.
Staring at the TV, and I was like, what about my shoulder? Are you ever going to fix my shoulder?
You're just running through there thinking there's endless supply.
So it was bad. I was trading them, and it just got progressively worse. So I was just complete delirium. But so the book is just based around that and these reviews in the book. where I guess the guy that was hooked on drugs was smart enough to take some notes on it, and that's what the reviews are. But to go back and have to read it, I'm just like, you know, I got two kids now. I'm married with a white picket fence and a dog, and I'm like, that guy fucking sucks.
Yeah.
You know, that guy was an asshole.
Yeah, but he got you doing a lot of great things.
No, yeah, for sure. And it's, you know, but like the stories have taken, you know, this awkward Larry David kind of suburban feel. Like I was saying, this newest one is Strapped for Teacher, and I just had to join the PTA.
Oh, wow.
For a four-year-old. And because I figure that's what people do. Maybe not men. I don't know. I was going just to see if there was MILFs, and my town is devoid of MILFs. It's just...
Where you live, in New Jersey,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, in the suburbs.
No MILFs in New Jersey?
I think there's somewhere, just not in my town.
Switch schools. Time to switch schools.
Yeah. So our deal in my family is every year our theme is we dress up in our Halloween costumes to go get our pictures with Santa Claus. That's our deal. Every year. We've been doing it every year.
That's
the
gold.
First one was I was Hitler on vacation and my wife was an Aryan hula girl.
What? Do you Holy have any shit. Pictures of this?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'll send you tons. And,
so when you come up as Hitler on vacation. Yeah.
But this year, we were superheroes because the kids are helping pick the ideas. They, you know, I was a little bit nervous because my four-year-old, we have two boys, and he's. I was like, what do you want to be for Halloween this year? And he's like, a ladybug. And I want my brother to be a butterfly. I was like, fuck me, dude. You're going to have to look at this in 30 years. Do you
That's
even know what
so
that means?
Hilarious.
So I just started playing a lot of superhero cartoons leading up. And every night I would just be like, what do you want to be? Ladybug. What do you want to be? Ladybug. And finally just broke his eye. I want to be Spider-Man. I was like, yes.
Yes.
Yes. So the two-year-old was Batman. And so I decided that I would be Robin. And I was... pretty much a fat fuck until last year. I dropped maybe 40 pounds recently, and I really don't know what size I am. So I asked my wife, I was like, you know, what's, I mean, I used to wear an extra large costume. What size should I get? And she's like,
you're an extra large?
I used to be. I dropped like 40 pounds. I was like pushing 200.
Really?
Yeah, I was, wow. I was a mess. I was drinking like 3 bottles of wine a night every night. You know, it was bad. Yeah, it was really bad. My wife's got me on a program. She got me off pills many years ago. She got me eased off on booze now. She's a good lady. But she's like, yeah, you should be a medium. You're probably a medium. And so I order a medium with all our costumes, and we're about to go to the trick-or-treat parade at school and see all the PTA people that I just met for the first time 2 nights ago. And I try to put the costume on, and I'm like wiggling to try and get into it.
Yeah.
And I barely get in. And like... I call to my wife to tie me up in the back, and she walks in the room, and she just looks right at my rod, and she's like, oh, what the fuck? You can't wear that.
Can't rock and boners?
And I was like, what are you talking about? It can't be that bad. Maybe we have bad lighting in the bedroom. Maybe it's the lighting. She's like, no, it's really bad. And so I was like, well, let's just go outside because, you know, it's going to be street lights. Yeah. You know, it'll be like a little weird lighting. So we go outside and we take a family picture, which I'll show you guys. And it didn't help being outside. The lighting didn't help at all. And here I am, new parent, you know, like preschool kid meeting my PTA friends in the neighborhood. And I walk up and the one lady's like, hey, how are you doing? Nice to see you. She just looks right at my dick.
You look, it's the Enzymes commercial. You remember that guy? Bob's got something going on. He's just got
totally.
This giant boner. Yeah.
And she just looks at me dead in the eye, and she's like, I really like your costume.
Oh!
And I just wrapped the fucking cape around me. I was like, I was mortified. And I don't get embarrassed. I was just more embarrassed for the kid because I just got this side pipe going. Oh, and I was like,
are you hung like a horse?
No, I piss on my own balls, but in a costume with spandex, everything's noticeable. Everything seems
bigger.
Yeah, it's
a little exciting. You're a superhero. Yeah. You're a little excited.
Totally.
You know, it's crimes like,
in the air.
Men take pride in their boners, but they're in private. Once a boner pops in public, it is like really embarrassing. You do not want to walk with wood.
No.
You know,
sometimes you got to try, like planes always. It's always on planes where you're like, something's
you're popping, going on. You're popping boners in planes?
Honestly, like a lot. Like more than regular. I have this theory. I'm not kidding.
That it's the air pressure.
There's something up there.
Well, it's the air. That air duct just shoots right
so
on your
you're
rod.
All the time. Like if you sit on me like for a flight going to another coast, I'm probably going to look like I'm fidgeting. Like, I'm probably going to look like I'm masturbating slowly over the flight. Because you're just popping wood all the
time. Dude, I jerk
off
on every flight.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm so scared to fly.
That's the only way you get through it?
No, like, I take a bunch of pills still. Like, that's the only time I take pills, and I've been trying to, like, take off.
Does that give you a hard-on right there, that sound?
No, it's rough, man. It's like, I can't even get it up. You know, I'm in a stinky airplane bathroom, someone shit on the seat, and I'm trying to, like, because it's all right, this is a stress release. I have to do this. I have a routine. As soon as we get on the plane, I take the pills. Then I get up, I go to the bathroom, I jerk off. I come back, I order some drinks once we're up in the air. I drink like 3 vodka cranberries. I go back to the bathroom, I jerk off again, and I come back and I'm like, all right, pills should kick in any minute now, and then I should not be as afraid.
That's impressive.
Not go to sleep, just not as... I rip armrests.
Why don't you beat
off
in the airport before you go on? That way you don't have to worry about it.
It's not as private in those places.
You
got
to go to the baby change one. That's the best place to whack.
Let's get into your awesome videos, your video series, Skinema, named after your book. I'd love to get a book. I went down the bookstore. I wasn't there, so I'm going to order it.
Yeah, I think somebody bought all 5 copies that were printed.
I'm very excited to read them.
Worst seller list. Thanks for the push, Vice.
I love Vice, dude. They can't do anything wrong with me. You basically, this whole series is like getting to know adult film stars, their personal lives, which is an incredible feat on its own. Because most of the time, the ladies don't want anyone to know about their personal lives. But you were able to get some of people have done our show that we think the world of. Belladonna, Joanna Angel, and I saw Kimberly Kane.
Right.
I haven't worked with Kimberly, but I've heard nothing but great things about her.
Yeah.
Belladonna is such an interesting person.
For sure.
Because I really do feel like she's like the Betty Page of this generation. She's kind of that taboo, super hottie that is like, is classy, but yet still rebellious and like and a master at what she does. You interviewed her. It was a very good interview. She's a little Buddha. She has a very, like, very interesting kind of energy to her. But what I like about your series is that you don't judge them when you interview them. And I always thought that's what we did very well on this show. People come in here, we don't judge whatever weird shit they're into.
Yeah, for sure.
Like you beating off on an airplane, you know? Like,
that's totally normal.
Yeah, twice. That's totally normal.
2 times.
What's the whole idea behind your series?
Well, you know, I guess porn has become a little bit more mainstream, but yet there's still that stigma attached to it. And a lot of these girls are deer in headlights and, you know, they're shot out. But you could say that about anybody in any industry.
Comedians.
For sure.
Bam, 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 bam.
But
bam.
A lot of these girls have great stories and they've got great heads on their shoulders. You mentioned Joanna Angel. She graduated from Rutgers right next door to me. You know, like these are smart, intelligent women. Kimberly Kane's fantastic photographer. You know, they're great and they've got a head on their shoulders and they can express themselves. And the three that I chose to start with, Belladonna, Kimberly Kane, and Joanna, are just all masters of their own universe. You know, they own what they do. They own the content. They own their company. And I'm a huge Wu-Tang fan, so I always love that shit. Like when people say, no, fuck you, it's mine. I made it. I'm the creative here.
Welcome to the Nye Show.
That's it.
Now, I just love it. It was well edited. I love the music that you play behind and all that stuff. What do you think that when you do this, that people will learn about porn stars maybe that they didn't think about before in terms of that? There's so much, like for me, it's like I always tell people, like there's so much like comedians, they're really business people. And some of them are junkies who just want to make a quick buck and they haven't had anybody in their life to take care of them. So this is the lowest hanging fruit, maybe, let's just say. But, you know, the people you said, Joanna, all those, there's a system to what they do. And it's just like an interesting view of what they do. Like,
well, I mean, there's that bullshit column. Celebrities, they're just like us. They're not. But porn stars are.
Yeah.
They're very normal people. You know, like, aside from going to work and taking a couple cocks in your ass, you know, they at the end of the day, they punch out, they come home, and they're completely normal.
She has a kid. Belladonna has a kid.
Absolutely. And she's like, she's a crossing guard for her kid's school. Aww. She's like, she is going to be like head mom, whatever that is, in the PTA class leader. She's amazing with her kid. And, you know, her interaction with her child is in the series. She asked not to have it in there, but she, I've witnessed it. You know, we go out to dinner, we're good friends, and
I love her.
Yeah, she's great, and she's just an amazing mom. You know, she's just an amazing person. You know, and she's...
Is she still married?
I don't know if the divorce has gone through. They've separated, and you'll see that in the next episode. You know, she, you know, Aiden is her husband or ex-husband, yep. And he's a great guy, too. And, you know, he's a porn fan. I think he likes porn sex. And, you know, she was just looking for some romance in her life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it just didn't...
It takes a certain man, and she found him, that likes to watch...
For sure.
...their girl... get rocked. And there's guys who are into it. And, you know, we were at the AVNs this year. We do the Naughty Show every year there. And you meet these porn stars, husbands, boyfriends, and they all have a kind of a same kind of vibe to them. And it's a very much a vibe of, like, I like watching my girl get rocked, and I film it, edit it, and put it out for her.
And it's such a unique take and so completely different than any way I've grown up or how I feel. So, like, I've been in a hotel room as they filmed an anal scene, and I'm like hiding behind a bush. I can't even look, you know, because she's my friend now. I can't even jerk off to her movies. Because,
we talk about that.
You know, like she's a friend of mine.
Once you realize they have a soul, it's hard to watch that feed off.
You're
that.
Human? Yeah. Fuck.
Damn it.
Way to ruin it.
Yeah.
But how's your grandma? God damn it.
But her husband is just all up in the mix, like 4 inches from her butthole getting plowed. And she just turns around, reverse cowgirl, and she just looks at the lens and looks at her husband and says, God, I wish I had a huge cock like this at home. She's like playing to him in the scene. And I'm just like, wow. And he's psyched. You know, I saw a boner. He's psyched on it. Yeah. It was a unique dynamic. So they worked really great together. You know, so I was very sad, you know, it didn't work out. But, you know, they're great people, you know. And it's a trip to me because it's like... You know, see it.
Why do you like the underground so much?
I come from a small blue collar town in New Jersey and wasn't meant to ever escape it. You know, yeah. It's just how I grew up. You know, it's like no dad, single mom, you know, left to my own devices. You know, it's just, I think everybody in general likes it, but you know, like when you are the underdog, you know, that's just it. And once you start winning, you start rooting against that guy. You know?
What do you hope people get from this, or what do you want to do with this video series? Because it's really well done, and if anyone gets a chance, please go to vice.com, check it out. It's really well done.
I mean, ultimately, I would hope that girls would start sending me photos and videos and try to...
And your wife's cool with that?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
No. I mean, you know, ultimately in my daydream, I would hope that she would have sex with all, like she would have her casting couch and I could watch. I couldn't watch her get fucked. I just would like her to watch her get fucked by girls or vice versa. But that's not
going to
happen.
How about Vicky with a strap on?
Yeah, come on over. Come visit us.
We'll
come back to New Jersey.
We'll do a Jersey strap on fuck.
Yeah. Let's do
maybe
it.
This summer.
The title's catchy. Yeah.
Well, it appears that the big reason I wanted you to come on, too, is we have this reverend who's been calling in, and he's actually here online.
Yeah, I saw him. I saw it blinking, and I was like, oh, shit.
So,
did it.
I'm very religious.
Are you?
Yeah.
Thank God.
I grew up super Catholic.
Okay, well, then you'll get along with this guy.
Yep. God damn.
On Twitter, his Twitter is at Righteous Sword. Please welcome Righteous one of the biggest Sword. Naughty Show critics out there. Reverend Buddy Budden, everybody. Reverend, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Thank you for actually having the balls enough to call into the show. We appreciate that. Apparently, you came and saw me when I played a place called Joker's Wild at the Fire Lake Grand Casino in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, okay, I did a 2-hour set. Did you stay during the entire 2 hours?
Absolutely not. No, we left almost immediately. It was the filthiest thing I've ever seen.
But it's 2 hours, man. It's hard to be clean for 2 hours.
It all ties up at the end.
Yeah, it is. You should have stayed. It all makes sense at the end.
Everybody does.
Yeah, it really does.
I don't want to hear that kind of talk at all, period. There's no use for it.
Okay, so why are you even in a casino, though? I don't understand this.
That's none of your business. I was there with family. We went there, and it was terrible.
So God hates potty mouths, but okay with craps?
Don't come back, too.
You're going to make sure I don't come back?
Absolutely. You got no place here. There's plenty of family-friendly comics out there that can make people laugh without guilt me into filth like you did.
Okay, that's okay. Who, like Larry the Cable Guy? You really want to see 2 hours of that?
I don't know. I would listen to anything, but besides that.
What, right? Gallagher? Do you want Gallagher?
I don't even know who that is.
He's the guy that smashed all the melons.
Yeah, the guy with the I'm mad as hell. That guy.
Look, I don't know. All I want to say is that you're doing a disservice to people with what you do. What? Right? You're doing the devil's work, son.
Why is the biggest problem you have with our show?
Because it's filthy, all right? It is filthy. Plain and simple.
Like what?
Filth and the perversion and the queers that are destroying this country, and I've had enough of it. And there's a lot of people like me that are going to make sure to put an end to this stuff.
So it's not enough that you just can't fucking listen to it or walk out of the casino. You actually have to stop everyone else from doing it as well. And you being on this somehow isn't you sinning because you're saving us. Like, I don't understand why you would even call.
Because I'm trying to help you out. That's what you don't understand. Is I'm trying to help you out. I'm trying to save you from a life of misery and eternal damnation.
You seem so angry, though. That's the weird thing. You're trying to save me, but you seem completely angry. Now, are you having a problem with, okay, our show? Now, is it that we show buttholes in our show? Is that a big problem?
But it is about everything in your show.
Okay.
All right?
Well, Reverend, if it's about the buttholes, you and I are finally same page in it, Puddin'.
Hey, dude.
I'm just saying.
I'm not cool with that.
I'm okay with everything else we do, but Reverend, I got you.
Okay.
Fist pump, buddy.
Don't mind Gareth and his gay mustache. Listen, so is it the porn stars? Do you hate porn stars?
I don't like any of that filth, all right? I mean, that is the devil's work right there. You are perverting the minds of people and turning them away from what they should do with their lives.
Which is what? What should they do with their lives?
Which is do what the Lord tells you. Read the freaking Bible. It's all there for you.
So long.
It is long.
It's just so long.
It is long. I mean, it is long.
I can't.
They have a movie you can watch.
Yeah. I could barely get through the Indian in the cupboard.
Now, let me ask you something. What about the fact that Jesus ran with hookers? What is that?
Yeah, well, he turned their lives around. That's what I'm trying to do with you, okay? And all those whores you surround yourself with need to turn their lives around.
Are you
get right with God?
Jesus was the original Captain Save-A-Ho. Hello?
Hello, I don't know how long I'm going to put up with this. I don't like this filthy talk
okay.
at all. I don't want to hear it. The only reason I'm calling in is to give a message to your people, whoever is lost enough right now to listen to this show needs to turn their lives around, period.
So does anybody who does pornography is a bad person, involved in it at all?
Look, so we all fall short of the glory of God, but you have to ask him into your heart to guide you.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
What if, we just talked about this with Chris, what if the people in the porno are married? Is it still a sin?
Good
or
one.
Is there fine print?
Good one.
I don't know about all that, all right?
What is...
You're putting out the pornography, you're putting out stuff like that, and it destroys people's minds, it destroys their lives, and it damns them to an eternity in hell.
Let me ask you something. If a husband wants to see his wife get banged by one or more black men, is that a sin?
I'm not going to put up with a bunch of filthy talk here, okay?
Okay.
You want to ask me a pump serious breaks. Question? I'm here.
What about an Armenian who's in a car and likes to be called the N-word?
Stop. We're going
to
lose him.
Sorry.
I do like to be called the N-word in bed. That's not. Sorry about that.
It wasn't necessarily you.
Can we ask some questions from our listeners who want to ask you some stuff? Hello?
All right.
Okay. What was God's plans for the dinosaurs? And that's from There Will Be Hemp.
I don't know anything about any dinosaurs, okay? They found some rocks that looked like animals. I don't know. I don't care. that could be anything. The Bible talks about dragons. I don't know. What I'm worried about is your future, not the past, all right?
Now, what I'm talking about with you, Reverend, is that you came after us, and a great question from one of our listeners. Our fans have been going crazy on you, but your parishioners haven't done anything to us. We're your parishioners.
We're not filled with hate like you are, son.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Where's the Pudding Brigade?
Yeah, where is that? What is the name of your fans, by the way?
I'm not giving out any information on this, okay? I've already got enough problem with this Twitter account.
Could be the Puritan
Puddings. I'm not having anybody tracking me down and haunting me.
Oh, yeah, because that would be rude, right? Because that would be pretty rude to do that, to track somebody down and give them shit, right? Even though that's exactly what you've been doing to us and what you're doing right now.
I've been tracked down. I'm trying to give you the message of the Lord, all right?
Reverend Puddin.
Are you one of them corno girls?
Reverend Puddin, no, but she did fuck a guy.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I did do that.
She did have sex with a man with a strap on.
Is it true that the Lord is like Jell-O? There's always room for him?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just trying to stay on the Puddin train.
I'll give you one message is to listen to me. And turn your lives around.
U-turns.
Period.
Okay. Gross. All right. Well, Reverend, we would like to do something with you maybe once a month. You can call in and tell us, you know, anything you want to do. Can you call in next, in like maybe a couple
maybe
weeks?
Maybe a dating game.
I don't know. Well, I'll think about it. I don't know.
Okay. Guys, give it up. Thanks for calling in. That was very brave of you. You took a beating, and you're Reverend Buddy Pin putting everybody. Please, thanks for calling in, Reverend. Take care.
Wow. That was weird.
That was really weird. Now, yep. Now he's going to do a segment?
Yeah, let's have him do segment.
I just want to save you, but yeah, I'll call in a few weeks. Yeah. When can I be on again?
Oh, man. Well, that's been our hour. It was fun. Chris, you have a good time?
Yeah, it was always fun.
Chris, thank you so much for coming in. I know you came all the way from Long Beach. I wish we could have gotten into you more, but we got to get to that Reverend. Where can they – any website? What do you want to push so our listeners can find you?
Just check out Skinema on Vice. You know, it's in the not suitable for work section. But
which is my favorite section.
Yeah, everyone's, of course. And then just watch more porn. That's really all I can do is endorse porn.
More
that's
porn.
Great. Any particular porn you want them to watch? Interracial game bang.
More strap-on stuff. You know, more cuckolds. Just push the envelope. More fucked up shit.
The more fucked up shit, the more you feel normal.
Fart eating, whatever.
I'm not really against that stuff. All right.
Well, Chris, Sam, as long as you're on record,
thank you so much. Chris Naracco, everybody. Thanks for coming in from Vice Magazine, vice.com. This has been The Naughty Show on Playboy Radio. I'll be in Minnesota all this week at the House of Comedy. Check me out. Come hang out with me. We'll enjoy the cold weather together. And we'll see you soon. This is Playboy Radio, all things comedy. It's The Naughty Show. We'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Somebody please stab Paul Pierce.